Hey, everybody. It's a fresh episode of For Love, the podcast. This one, which you're about to hear, was recorded live at the Titan Hoops Fair that happened at the Courtyard Manila last weekend as we launched the fourth collaboration between Titan and Nike Basketball, the Nike LeBron Next Gen Titan Hoops Fair. It's an emotional process, I guess. It's an emotional exercise to look back on that weekend. I'm not sure it's fully sunk in yet. Just the amount of overwhelming support and love that so many people showed the brand, the shoe, the weekend, the events, all of it. It was extremely heartwarming, very, very gratifying. And It reminded so many of us why it is we do what we do, and it is greatly appreciated. I can't begin to tell you how much we appreciate all the love. If you were there at the Hoops Fair, you know what we're talking about. If you sent love online and you sent us messages, encouraging messages, support, whatever it is, if you picked up the shoe, you know, hey, thank you so much. It's greatly appreciated. I can't say that enough. As I said, was recorded live. It features three members of our national team pool on the men's side, featuring Dwight Ramos, no relation, although everyone insists, everyone except Dwight, Jamie Malonzo, and Calvin Oftana. My boy Isaac wasn't able to make it. Darn you, Ed, to traffic. But nonetheless, it's a great, sometimes funny conversation that we had with them. So again, this one, a special For Love episode recorded live at the Titan Hoops Fair. Original score of For Love the Pod is an old gift from an old friend, Mr. Raymond Marasigan. My name is Nico Ramos. On behalf of Slam Philippines and Titan, this is For Love the Podcast.
Now, to start our live recording of For Love, the podcast, may we turn it over now to Slam Philippines Editor-in-Chief and Titan Senior Brand Director Nico Ramos to introduce our guests.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. Thanks for making time. We appreciate you guys being here. We appreciate you guys celebrating with us and celebrating the first ever Titan Hoops Fair. I usually have a partner in crime in Isaac Go, who is somewhere stuck in traffic, beating every traffic law possible to try and make it here. But you guys are here. Our guests are here. It is our great honor to bring over to the Titan Hoops Fair the guests of today's episode of For Love, the podcast from Gilas, Pilipinas. Please welcome Calvin Oftana, Jamie Malonzo, and Dwight Ramos. All right, fellas, come take your seat. Welcome to the Hoops Fair. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it one more time for our national team players, Dwight, Calvin, and Jamie. All right, okay, welcome to the Hoops Fair, guys. I think first and foremost, I want to ask all of you guys how you guys are doing mentally, physically. I know that it's been a very long training schedule, very, very arduous training schedule. How are you guys feeling today?
I'm feeling good. Trainings are, you know, every day in, day out. So we're working hard, and yeah, a little bit of wear and tear on the body, but I'm feeling good.
Calvin, the road to recovery is okay. The very first podcast episode we had Coach Tim, and Coach Tim was calling you out saying that you owed the team a 5K run because you didn't go to Europe. How's the health? Everything okay? Back to 100%?
Okay na. A couple of months nagte-training, rehab din, and yun, nakasama na rin ulit sa Gilas sa China, and hopefully maging healthy pa.
And Dwight, you know, as crazy as it sounds, you're probably now a Gilas vet. I feel like it was just recently where the news broke that Dwight Ramos is going to join the Gilas pool. But now actually of this younger pool, of the younger side of the pool, you're the one with a lot of national team experience. How's this camp been treating you so far?
Yeah, I know time flies. I mean, it's been like 3 years with Gilas, but it feels like yesterday. And camp's been really good, so we're really excited for the World Cup. It's really coming close.
All right. Now I think that a lot of people are very excited about the World Cup. The world's best players are coming here. They're going to be playing against you guys. They're going to be playing against other nations. And, you know, it's a very exciting time in Philippine basketball. Jamie, maybe you can give though our audience here a little bit of a taste of what it's like when you guys play in different countries, but somehow it always feels like it's home court for us because there's always 1,000 Filipinos in random countries, and anytime you guys play, we always have a home crowd. What's that experience like?
Yeah, for sure. Whenever we're in like a different country, the Filipinos always show love. I think where were we? Like Saudi Arabia?
Saudi.
Yeah, there was a lot there. So I mean, anywhere we go, you know, there's Filipino fans everywhere, and so they show love all the time. So yeah.
And Calvin, what's it like from your family, your friends, your inner circle? The fact that you are in this pool, the fact that you know this is a historic national team that we're putting together. What's the support been like for people in your circle, and what has that support been like? You know, in terms of messages that you've been receiving as you work your way back to health.
It's a blessing, siyempre. Having those guys na nagko-comfort sa akin with ups and downs, and especially my family, and yeah, ito sila. Always checking everyone kung sino yung may injury or not in good shape. We have kailangan namin sa kwan namin side by side na syempre lalo na ngayon. We have a great game na mangyayari dito sa Pilipinas and having those crowds sa harap ng Filipino.
Dwight, maybe you can build a little bit on what Jamie said. Coach Tim, a few weeks ago on the first episode of this podcast, he said that building a team has been Coach Chot's strength and really kind of finding a way to pull different guys together and make you guys one team, kind of connect you guys. What's the brotherhood like? What's the connection like between this pool of guys that, you know, it's a mix of guys like Japet. Japet has, I think, 100 national team games under his belt. And, you know, AJ Edu, who's very, very new to the program at the seniors level. So what's that mix of personalities been like?
I mean, that's what the overseas camps were for. Jamie was my roommate. We're sleeping in the same room, always talking to each other, eating lunch, breakfast, dinner together. And yeah, that's just what kind of builds our relationship on the court. So just spending a lot of time bonding together, you kind of get to play in the games. You get to feel like we're playing for each other.
Okay, so you mentioned overseas trip, and automatically Jamie and Calvin start whispering off mic and start laughing. So if I know anything, it's that these out of town trips with Gilas, as you said, that's when friendships really are made. That's when bonds are made. That's also when things happen that none of us know about. So I think that's what this part of the podcast is now. Is we want to hear a Gilas story that no one knows about. If it happened overseas, then it happened overseas. If it concerns June Mar pulling a prank on someone, that's there's about an 80% chance that that's the story that you guys are going to tell. But when you maybe look back, Jamie, at the preparation, right? All the off-court stuff, what's your favorite memory so far? What's a funny, what's a memory that you treasure so far that has nothing to do with the game and is just between you and your teammates?
That's a tough one. There's a lot that happened, like in Europe, I would say, that we can't share. We saved a lot with the team, you know. What happened in Europe stayed.
So what happens is in Estonia stays in Estonia. I can respect
that's
that.
A saying. That's
all
a
right,
saying.
But you have to give me something. You have to give me something.
To be honest, I would just say, there was just so many good memories, to be honest. Just riding scooters with the teams, like out there and just enjoying being with each other. I wish I could, yeah, Abai, or we call Jumar Abai.
When he's late.
When you're late.
When you're late.
No. What happens in Estonia stays in Estonia.
Okay, so we're not, I'm glad that was off mic, so we don't have to talk about the time when Jamie was late. Oh, sorry, okay. But you're telling me you guys rode scooters. Did we find a scooter big enough for June Mar? Did we find? No? So June Mar skipped the scooters thing.
Yeah,
no scooters for June Mar. I want to know about the 5K. Dwight, Coach Tim Cohn, very, very proud that he finished the 5K. He said he was dead last, but he said he finished it. He said he was the only coach that ran the full 5K and finished the full 5K. Who came first and who cheated the 5K. Because if I know some of those guys, I know some of those guys ain't no way in hell they're going to run a full 5K.
You probably got to ask Jamie because I skipped the run too.
And you skipped the run for what official reason, Dwight? Tendonitis?
No, that was when I was checking my knee and stuff, but I skipped the run too. Jamie was in there, but not me.
So Jamie, do you finish in the first group, second group? Who cheated it?
I was in the back. I was taking my time. I would say, I think 30 and Justin Brownlee were up there in the front. And then I would say the next day, they were the ones hurting the most. So, I mean, I took my time and yeah. Coach Cone did a good job. I don't know if he ran the whole time. He might have walked a little bit of it.
Well, he said he finished the 5K. We asked him, did you run? And he answered, I finished the 5K.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, finish. That's the key word.
Okay. Calvin, the Gilas team, it's also a mix of guys from different backgrounds, right? I mean, you have Jamie and Dwight, who grew up in different parts of the world and then have come here to serve the country. Ikaw and as well as some other players there, homegrown, went to school here. Is there anything that you're learning about your teammates that maybe when you were playing against each other in the PBA or if you guys played each other before, nah, you didn't know about Jamie or you didn't know about Dwight? Because, you know, we know, for context, we know Jamie and 30 now have a great friendship, but their introduction to each other was at the rim and Jamie pointing at 30 in front of 25,000 people in a jam-packed Ateneo La Salle game. They've managed to have a friendship after that. Pero ikaw, Calvin, like, is there a friend that you've made throughout this camp na prior to Gilas, you didn't think na, okay, magiging magkaibigan pala kami nito?
Siguro kay Dwight na syempre Pilipino, mahilig tayo sa kanin and knowing Dwight na lumaki sa States. Pero nung nasa China kami, talagang I think every day you eat rice, right?
Yeah.
Rice and noodles. So tinawag ko siyang Asian guy na hindi na siya American guy.
playing
Pusoy.
So okay, so Dwight, you now play Pusoy. Okay, okay. For those of you guys who play Pusoy, now I'm in. All right, now I'm in the podcast. All right, now I'm in. What are we talking about here? Pusoy Dos, Pusoy Way.
Ito yung maganda kasi. So apat kami, lumabas kami. That's our last day.
Yeah.
Last day sa
China.
Yeah, China. So kumain kami sa labas and we plan when we go back. Plan namin maglaro ng Pusoy para pag sasakay kami na bus kinabukasan kasi long trip, matutulog na lang kami. And Dwight just went there para pang-apat siya namin. Di namin alam na iba palang Pusoy yung alam niya. Pusoy Dos pala yung nalaro niya. So, si Manong, binigay niya na lahat yung cards. Tapos kami, naka-okay na kami. Bahing na lahat. Si Dwight, sabi niya, what are we playing? So, yung sa kanya, akala niya Pusoy Dos. So, yun, parang tinuruan pa namin sa mga half an hour, tinuruan namin siya para laruin yung Pusoy. And, di ba, nakuha niya na. The next day, naglaro ulit kami.
Okay, so the Pusoy group is Calvin Oftana, Dwight Ramos, Kiefer Avena,
CJ.
And who's number four?
CJ and Renz.
CJ Perez and Renz Abato.
Buddy sila ni Renz.
So you and Renz, you're tag teaming as a Pusoy tandem. And who lost the most?
Manong.
Okay, alright. Okay, you know what? Kiefer's fine. Kiefer's fine. The Japan money is fine. Okay lang na he loses a couple of hands of Pusoy. Jamie, on these trips, Dwight mentioned you and him are roommates. Who are you rolling with the most on whether it's Europe or whether it's China?
To be honest, me and Dwight, I would say, really got close on that trip as well, being in there together. I try and keep up with 30, but he's a crazy guy. So, you know, he's running around and doing that. So 30's hard to keep up with, but I would say all of these guys for real. Probably like Bobby and like stuff like that. So, yeah.
Now, Dwight, in terms of preparedness, right, on the court, we know that there are obviously going to be some difficult cuts that need to be made. But as a team, as a unit, that start date is getting closer and closer. I feel like for the longest time, the World Cup was 6 months away. And I woke up today and I checked the date and I was like, oh no, that's like in a couple days we'll be playing actual real World Cup games. where would you say the team is in terms of preparedness for the World Cup?
I'll probably say like 75-80%. 80% there. And in the next 2 weeks, we should probably be ready to start playing.
And the health, it seems like, fingers crossed, people are starting to get healthy at the right time. Jordan's come in great shape. Jamie, what's that like training with a guy who, you know, is a professional scorer at the highest level? And, you know, he comes in at this point of training camp. What's been the difference in practice?
We're definitely ramping it up, as people like to say. Just watching Jordan Clarkson play, he's a very talented player. He brings a higher level to our team. And I would say, this is a very talented group we have. We're just sort of putting the pieces together. Obviously, I think Kai's back, Kai Soto. And I think he's clear for contact. And so, yeah, we're just ramping it up together as a team, and it's a very talented group. So with Jordan Clarkson included, I think we'll be good in the next couple of weeks.
There's a fan side of the World Cup that we all are a big part of, right? It's a hat that we all wear. Now, obviously, you guys aren't going to be such great fans of Italy and Puerto Rico and the guys in Dominican Republic, sorry, and the guys in our group. But when you look across the different groups, right, and you look across the other arena, right, is there a particular team or player, and I want the three of you guys to maybe answer this, is there a particular team or player that you're like, oh man, I want to watch that guy live. I just want to see how that guy plays live. Dwight, maybe we'll start with you.
For sure, Anthony Edwards on USA. I watch his highlights a lot just because, like, I'm a big fan. And just, I know they're going to play in Moa, so if I'm able to watch by sometime, I'm going to go and try and watch.
Calvin?
Lucas' team. I'm a fan. Siyempre, wala si Lebron eh. So, wala si Lebron sa USA. So, siguro, if ever, di lang ako sure kung makapaglaro sila dito. Pero, if ever, may pagkakataon na maglaro si Lucas sa Pilipinas, probably I'll be there.
Yeah, I mean, if Slovenia advances, they make their way over here, this is where the playoff rounds will be. What about you, Jamie? Anyone outside of Ants and Luca?
Those are great choices. I'll probably say I'm a big fan of Paolo Banchero, the number one pick in the NBA draft. So I'm excited to watch him play. We went to the same high school, so I'm excited to watch him play.
There's a lot of connections with him, right, to the Philippines. I know, as you mentioned, you guys played in the same high school. His cousin Chris, I think they're first cousins, obviously. Chris Baquera, Deer Valley Titan as well, plays for Morocco. I will be watching Chris Baquero, our Chris Baquero, very closely when Team USA is playing, to see where his loyalties lie, if he's rooting for his cousin or his nation. No pressure, Chris. But I think you can't go wrong, right? Especially with that Team USA team up and down the roster, a lot of young guys like yourselves that are going to take on national team duties. All right, before we wrap up all of that World Cup talk, I do want to ask you guys, and this is a question that I've been wanting to ask specifically the three of you ever since we finalized this roster, right? You guys got introduced to the big stage, so to speak, of Philippine basketball in various levels, right? I mean, Jamie came into La Salle and everyone was like, who's that guy? Big Yam on 30, introduce yourself, household name after that. Calvin, you went through a different path, right? Really made a name for yourself, entered college, and everybody was like, oh crap, are you guys watching the NCAA? Because that of Tana kid is ridiculous. And then Dwight, I think there's still Ateneans in the crowd that are to this day asking if you have eligibility years left to play for Ateneo. Give it up, Ateneans. He's not playing in the UAAP. But I wanted to ask you guys if you guys would be open enough to share. It wasn't always all highlights when you guys got to that big stage. Do you remember a specific player or a specific team or a specific play that, Jamie, when you got to La Salle, Dwight, maybe when you started out with Ateneo, and Calvin, when you got to the seniors level in the NCAA, that you were like, wow, this guy's so good. Like, this guy is cooking me right now. Or like, how do I score on this guy? You know, like, who's that guy that kind of welcomed you onto that big stage? Jamie, we can start with you.
The big stage, as in, like, maybe like when I first got here in the UAP?
Sure. And then if you have a PBA guy, then I'd love to hear your Bo Belga story.
Yeah, yeah. I will say the one guy that really impressed me in the UAP was definitely Renzo Banda. He was he's obviously, you know, a guy with a lot of heart and courage, and he was going at me while we were playing, so I respected him from day one, and he was definitely a tough matchup back then in the college day. So shout out to Renz Abando. And then for the PBA, I have to think about that one. I'll have to think about that one.
the thing though about Renz, and I remember that UAAP season, is a lot of people had no idea who Renz Abando was.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden USD is running sets for this 150-pound kid that, you know, is like, you know, built like a clothes hanger, and all of a sudden it's just dunking on people.
Yep.
and going really, really hard. Was that a moment where you were like, at what point did you realize, okay, this isn't a fluke, this guy's like actually really good?
I think we were up like 10 points or something on like UST, and he was just hooping. And the last final seconds, I think what saved us, he shot a three with a foot on the line.
That's
but
right.
If it wasn't for that, then he probably would have wielded a comeback. So shouts out to Renz. He's definitely nice. So.
Calvin, what about you? Sa NCAA, sino yung player no na you felt was like, grabe, ibang level tong tao na to. How do I get to that level? How do I score on him, or how do I stop him from scoring on me?
Siguro si yung sa Baste, si, because this is a lefty guy. Come on. San Miguel right now.
Si Jen?
No. The left. Like, parang si Alan Kay Dick Tumira. Si,
on San Miguel?
Yeah. It was this guy from Baste. He's a friend of mine. I forgot.
Bulanadi? Alin?
Bulanadi.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's one time na di ko alam kung anong nakain ng taong yun eh. Grabe. 47 points. It's like throwing the ball every time, the 3 points. Shit. That guy, talagang doon ko masasabi na ibang klase. Parang di ko, sa karir ko sa San Beda, parang di ko nagawang ganun. Nag-iinit. Uminit ng ganun kainit talaga.
So,
parang nasa zone na talaga siya.
So I think the NCAA fans remember Alin dropping 47.
Hmm.
Pero at what point in the San Beda bench did it start to become a concern? Because 25 in a college game, 25 early in a college game, medyo bad trip na si coach niyan. 30, mainit na talaga ulo. 35, magbabasag na ng board yung coach niyan. So when he got to 47, I'm sure by that point, the coaching staff was crazy. But at what point did you guys call a timeout? And what adjustments did you guys try to make? I mean, I'm sorry, obviously it didn't work. You got 47.
Kasi we have this mindset from the coaches. Eh. If you guys, yung dinidepensahan mo, nakaka-score ng una, pwede pa. Kung pangalawa, sige, consider. Pero pag pangatlo, gawan mo na ng paraan kung paano mo ikuan. It's either you play him physical pero not dirty. Just making sure na mawawala siya sa laro. Pero Alin Bulanadi is different. Eh. Kasi yung team nila are built to play physical din eh. Tinuruan din sila ng coach nila na ganito laruin. Pero hindi naman, kung may masaktan man, hindi naman sinasadya. Pero yun talaga, they are built to play like that. And used na si Alin sa mga ganung bagay eh. So hindi mo ma-stop yung parang nasa dugo niya na yung pagiging scorer talaga that
so,
time.
So for the record, yung 47, how much of that was courtesy of Alin on Calvin of
Tana? Wala, di ako dumidepensa. 4 ako dun.
So for the record, ah. For the record. For the record. Not 0 of the 47. Kasalanan mo.
Kasalanan ko na lang.
Wala. Alright, okay.
So malinis konsensya ko.
So research nyo na lang, ah, kung sino yung wings ni Calvin of Tana sa San Beda that year. Ah. Blame the 47 on them. Alright, Dwight, when you came over, I think that there was a lot of excitement, right? I've never seen that many people interested in a collegiate team's Team B more than when you were playing with the Ateneo Team B, playing in Davao, where people were like trying to touch your hair. That's where the Saint Dwight kind of nickname came from. So that was for the Team B of Ateneo when you were playing your residency year. Was there anyone you played with at the time or played against at the time that you were like, okay, this guy's different?
I mean, when I first got to Ateneo, it was just me and my brother. And we came to the first couple of practices and we were like, first time seeing these guys, we were practicing. And I asked them like, who do you think is good on the team? And no bias, to Tyler just because he's with TMG. But we both said Tyler is like one of the best, if not the best. Like he had a game. He kills every practice. He can shoot, pull up, drive. He got like shakiness in his game. It's just hard to guard him. So Tyler was one of the guys where we were like, yeah, this guy's good.
And I think that there's a little bit of that that's played to Tyler's advantage throughout his career, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, coming out of high school and then going into Ateneo. And then when he got to the pros, I think a lot of people were like, all right, okay, let's see, you know, this young, pretty boy out of Ateneo. And then all of a sudden with Phoenix, he's like a flamethrower, like dropping 20 on people's heads. So was that something that when he made it to the pros, was that something that you guys were like, oh yeah, he's going to do well there?
Yeah, we had no doubt he was going to be in the pros.
Okay, there's a lot of people here. A lot of them very excited. Hopefully a lot of them are going to be able to watch you guys play in the World Cup. What can we look forward to from this particular group of guys, this particular tournament? You know, obviously a lot of pressure on you guys representing for the country, period, but representing for the country on home soil. What can you, I guess, share with the fans of the Philippine team? What can they expect out of Gilas in this particular tournament in terms of how you guys are going to represent the country and how you guys are going to play together and things of that nature? Jamie?
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure on us, especially, you know, defending our home soil. So, I mean, we definitely are going to go out there and try and represent as best as we can, you know, playing for our country, playing in our country, playing in front of our people. We're going to try and go out there and, you know, just do what we can to try and get those dubs, those wins. That's what's important. So we're going to go out there and do our best for sure.
Calvin?
Siguro, kailangan lang namin ng suporta. Suporta nila. Siyempre, andun naman yung pressure talaga eh. And especially, nasa bansa pa natin, gaganapin. We're looking forward sa lahat ng basketball fans, especially sa lahat ng Filipino na suportahan yung Gilas sa darating na World Cup.
All right, Dwight?
I mean, we're gonna be coming different. We got a lot of good energy. We're practicing really hard. We're really excited. And I don't think any of us is taking it for granted. There's a lot of guys that were part of the Gilas team the past couple of years that might have been forgotten, but the guys that are here now, we haven't forgotten them, and they're part of this. Everybody's part of this. Everybody here in the Philippines is part of this, and we know that, and we're going to show it on the court.
And, you know, I think it's fitting that the three of you, especially have made time here. I think all of this entire weekend is not just about celebrating Titan and Nike basketball, but celebrating this concept of the next gen. And I think that the three of you are great representatives of that next generation of Philippine basketball players that are going to carry that flag and they're going to light that torch for the country. I think, Dwight, you put it perfectly, right? There's this golden generation of Gilas players that have paved the way for you guys to play, and you guys are representing in the best way possible. And we can't wait to cheer for you guys. We can't wait to root for you guys. And thankfully, you know, we're very, very happy that Adeline Bulanadi is not going to be, you know, playing for the Dominican Republic and dropping 47 on Calvin's head. Or anything like that, but we're so proud of you guys. We're so proud of the effort that you guys have put in already for CAP, and we can't wait for you guys to wear those national team colors and do us proud. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give him a warm round of applause. I don't know anyone with busier schedules, but Jamie Malonzo, Calvin Oftana, and Dwight Ramos, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much, guys. Thanks a lot for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Dwight. Thanks again to Calvin. Thanks again to Jamie. Good luck, fellas. Be rooting for you guys and the entire team as you guys take on the world in the next coming days for the World Cup. The Nike LeBron Next Gen Titan Hoops Fair is available at all Titan doors and online nationwide, www.titan22.com, or you can download the Titan app. Thank you so much for listening, folks. Keep following us. It's Titan_22 and @SlamOnlinePH on Instagram. See you guys again very soon. Episode 2 from day 2 of the Titan Hoops Fair is coming up in just a few days, I think. Thanks for listening, folks. See you guys again soon. Bye-bye.